Snow FM Breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Cooman Nissan. And we are now broadcasting in Canberra on DAB Digital Radio. And this next kind of 10, 15 minutes, we have had people from Canberra mess with us at this point. When we wake up on that Monday morning, we start off with a shot. Generally, it's health orientated. Jordan, what are we dealing with this morning?
So, Simo, it is me who has chosen the shot for you this morning.
Yes, so it's a rostered system week by week.
It is. It's my turn. And this week, we have gone with pickle juice.
Okay, so, right. Pickle juice, that's going into a shot in the next 10 to 15 minutes. I've done a bit of Googling as well. Apparently, athletes have been drinking pickle juice to relieve muscle cramps after exercising. It's apparently one of the multiple health benefits. So you've done well.
Yeah, muscle cramp. You know, we always get, like, cramp from... It's a very physical job, this, sitting down for 3 hours. It's
another study has apparently showed that pickle juice could lower blood sugar spikes in healthy adults. So, I mean, I'm a bit of a sweet tooth, so this is probably going to do me well.
So you're probably looking forward to this.
I am indeed. So a bit of this...
No. Damn it, I knew I should have got something better.
A bit of this happening. Simo and Jordan this morning waking you up on Snow FM Breakfast.
Feeling thirsty over there?
Oh, we've worked up a thirst this morning. 21 minutes past 6. So 20 minutes to work up a thirst, but people can get involved. We have absolutely no idea what's going to happen at this point.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of panicking, kind of happy, kind of nervous, kind of terrified.
So shots on a Monday morning. Sounds like a good idea. Is a good idea, but it's a shot of pickle juice. For a health benefit, you can call, vote Simo, vote Jordan on who has to do this pickle juice.
I'd vote Simo, if I'm honest.
I have to do it if no one calls. So you have 7 seconds to call 64572977. I'm kind of counting on William from Canberra.
You're delaying this, aren't you? Because, you know, go press the button.
Alrighty. We are well and truly into it. Here it is, your 7 second buffer for 64572977. Save me. Alrighty, it is all over. It is happening.
It's always a very tense look at the phone when that happens. Oh, no, they're too late.
I think we have to.
I think we have done that with the 7 seconds is over. They're too late. Don't answer it.
I think we have to reward them, Jordan.
I don't think they're too late.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Who have we got there?
William.
Yeah.
Look, unfortunately, William, you called up just after the 7 seconds. So thank you. Thank you for the call, but Simo still has to do.
William, you're in Canberra. What is it you do for coin, mate?
Just kill you.
Oh, yep. Fair call. And, well, you have missed the 7 second buffer. I will honour Jordan here, but I wanted to get you to air. Thank you so much for the call this morning. I am going to care of this shot, mate. Do you want to count me down for this one?
Just before we do that, William, next week it will be my turn to do the shot. Just can we just arrange a phone call like 5 seconds earlier for next week?
No, let him. He deserves this, but I am not a wuss, so I'm actually taking care of business here.
No, you're actually kind of looking forward to it.
All righty, count me out.
Go. William, give him a countdown from five. Go for it.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2... One.
All right, Simo has done the shot. He's drinking. Oh, he's...
Get around that.
Feeling awake this morning?
Oh, man. Woo! Thank you so much for that one, William. Thanks for the call this morning.
No problem.
Have a great day.
See ya.
Simo and Jordan.
Have you ever been attacked by a seagull, Simo?
Never attacked by a seagull. Actually, yes.
Ooh.
Yes, I have. It's funny you should mention that. Sydney CBD, Circular Quay.
Mm-hmm.
Some chips there right on the
Take chips there.
Don't take chips.
You're taking your life into your own hands.
I risked it to get the, not the biscuit, but the hot chip with a bit of plain salt. And yeah, I've actually got video footage of it.
Oh, do you? Okay, we need to find that. But yeah. I like when they tell tourists, they tell about all the dangerous animals, you know, crocodiles, snakes, spiders. They don't tell you about seagulls at Circular Quay.
Oh, yeah, well, or in Australia, probably when you come into the country,
they're vicious.
Watch out for snakes, watch out for this. Seagulls, never mentioned.
I know, they are vicious. And a elderly couple over in the UK has been trapped inside their house for a couple of days because seagulls have decided to make a nest right outside their front door. And you know how they get very defensive and that sort of thing.
It's their babies, man.
As they do. So every time this couple try and leave their house, seagulls say no and start attacking.
Oh, right. I was going to say, so like, well, first of all, seagulls don't say anything, Jordan. They can't speak English.
Well.
And even if they could, where in the UK is it? Do you know?
No idea.
I was going to say, because there's a vast range of accents, so, I mean...
That is a good point.
The seagulls are going to have to be good, you know, with the northern accents, the southern stuff. It'd be all a bit of a mess. But how are they surviving inside the house? How long have they been there?
Well, they did have a little... The trapped thing, turns out they weren't necessarily trapped. They did have an enclosed garage, so they could go and get in their car and then open the roller door and go... The birds would attack the car,
because
they're fine.
Because I've got two birds... With one stone. You're literally, you ready for this? This is how you solve the problem, right?
I'm slightly concerned, not going to lie.
Okay, so they're trapped inside the house, probably running out of food?
Yeah, I can imagine that would be an issue.
What is the closest sustenance?
The pizza delivery guy?
Nope. The closest sustenance is the seagull eggs.
You're not going to eat a seagull.
No, the seagull eggs.
Why? No, you still don't eat seagull eggs.
So you fry up the eggs?
No, well, they're not eggs because they've hatched. They're chicks. If you were like a couple of months earlier, maybe, but not now.
Nom nom. Yeah, I'm going to take... Simo and Jordan partying on this morning.
Yes, we are in a party mood because...
Well, the world is waking up to the fact that Ash Barty dominates. We party, party, party. We're partying Barty style this morning because we're waking up to the fact that she has C's. I love that word, C's. It's got an S and a Z.
It's very much an underused word, isn't it?
She has claimed the number one ranking with the win in Birmingham. She's the first Australian woman to seize the world number one tennis ranking in almost half a century.
You're going to be saying C's all day.
C's.
Really, it's only the cops that ever use the word C's. No one else does.
Another good word.
I wish you'd go to lunch and C's a sandwich.
Snow FM breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Cooman Nissan. It is 22 minutes past 7, Simo and Jordan, and every few millennia, evolution leaps forward.
Mm-hmm. So what, we were crawling and now we're walking, it's like that thing. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, kind of. But also the fact that, Australia has been responsible for some research of recent times within the last week.
Woo!
That has gone viral, like international, and everyone's talking about it.
Good viral or bad viral?
I don't know. Make up your mind. So this is what you're dealing with.
New Australian research suggests some of our younger generation are literally growing horns on the back of their skulls. Scientists in Queensland discovered small bone growths believed to be caused by hunching over devices.
So, I mean, you can trust that research as much as you want. It comes from Queensland.
Well, I mean, at least it's not their origin team that did the research because they got smashed last night.
It's probably what's happened. The scientists are like, you know what? We're just like going to do the classic misdirection.
Mm.
No one's going to talk about the
game.
No
one's going to talk about the game, the fact that we lost by 30 points. Look, kids
are growing horns.
They have horns. What, football? Nah, there's no football on. What are you talking about?
But... It's an interesting one. Do you reckon legit, not legit?
I'm leaning towards not legit. I mean, we see all of these studies, and no disrespect to them. They're a lot smarter people than me.
Yeah.
But we see all these studies all the time, like eating bacon gives you cancer, or if you live in a house with a sink in it, you're going to be hit by a meteorite or something like that. We have all of these weird studies, and they're all kind of...
I'm kind of in favour of it, though. Like,
really?
I'm all about, you know, progress.
Hang on, let's see if there's a horn in the back of your... Oh, my God, there's a horn in the back of your head!
Yeah, man. But it kind of makes me wonder about the whole evolution thing. Like, maybe this is just natural progression. We're just going to have these horns in the back of our head. Like, we're going to end up turning into dinosaurs.
I wonder if we had a horn in the back of our head, we could probably hang the shopping bag on the back of it, you know, the Woolies bag.
How good?
Well, I mean, maybe not for your neck.
No, that's brilliant, because then you're never going to forget those bags.
Exactly.
You always leave them in the car.
I know. And the chiropractors would be loving it, because they're through the roof, the amount of patients they'd get.
We got another 101 Alpha Echo horn treatment to do. Jonas Brothers, Only Human. Simo and Jordan.
Only Human with horns, or just Only Human?
Waking you up this morning. Snow FM breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan, 7:45.
Hey, the great woman, she's responded to my text messages.
What did she say?
No, that's for me to know and me and Omar to know and you not to.
I'm going to have to ask her. Morning, Omar.
Good morning. Don't you tell him what I said, Jordan.
We'll keep it between me and you.
This is a conspiracy.
Simo's really not enjoying this. Look at him.
We're in the midst of...
We're trying to change the subject.
...of Oma Idol. It is all thanks to Mountain Munchies. So you can score yourself a voucher to Mountain Munchies. Bit of a feed there. 645-72977 is the number to call when you recognise the lyrics of Oma Idol. So, Oma, how was the weekend?
I had a very good weekend, Simon. It was very nice. Lots of romantic walking with Opa.
That's good. It's probably long overdue.
Oh, yes. It's so nice. It's so cold outside, but he keeps my heart warm.
Lovely, lovely.
And so you've been up early this morning?
Yes, I was up early this morning. I was picking some mushrooms from outside for breakfast with the keepers. It's very good. I'm very, very happy. And I pick a song for today, too.
Oh, so you've been practicing while you're picking the mushrooms?
Yes. Now, Simon, I know you wanted me to do the Baby Shark song, but no.
It is one of Simo's favourites.
I've actually been arguing with everyone about... not wanting to do Baby Shark. And Oma, thank you very much for not.
Oh, no, I don't reckon Oma would be good. Oma, can you give us just a quick 10 seconds of Baby Shark? Like, this isn't the official song, but just for my amusement.
I promise, Simon, no, but later in the week, okay?
I'll tell you, I'll call you after the show and we'll discuss then.
Oma, you can do a little bit of Baby Shark if you really want to. Go for it.
Do. it's so catchy.
This morning, Oma Idol. The lyrics, go for it, Oma.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck, and then I took her by the hand. Said, baby, I just want to do dance.
Oh, Oma, well done. Fantastic
stuff. Thank you,
boys. 645-72-977 is the number to call if you recognise the lyrics of Oma Idol, and you'll score yourself a voucher to Mountain Munchies. Oma, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Is there more mushroom picking ahead today?
No, the mushrooms are picked, but I do have to peel the asparagus for the cream sauce, so it will be a long few hours.
Oh, it's a big breakfast at Omar's house. Can we pop round after the show?
Well, if Simon wants to come see his Omar, that would be very nice. I know you always come to see me, though, Jordan.
I'm there every other day.
Oh, you good boy.
Oh, that picture that you've got of Simo as a five-year-old on the wall as you walk in, it's brilliant.
You know, people say you should not take photos of baby wearing giant clogs, but I think it's very important.
It's very cute, Simo.
Well, Oma, take us out with the lyrics, and you can call 645-72-977 to guess what they are. Go for it, Oma.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and took her by the hand, said, baby, I just want to dance.
The Perth boy himself, Troy Sivan, teaming up with Lauv. I'm so tired this morning. It is 5 minutes on the way to your 8 o'clock Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan.
And we're in the middle of Oma Idol. She sung a song for us very beautifully just before.
As she always does, Jordan. Why would you ever doubt it? And this morning, our competitor, Jane from Durangle. Good morning.
Good morning.
And, how are you? The weekend was fantastic. Looking forward to another big week.
Yeah, just
didn't sound confident then.
Yeah, on the crossing.
Ah, fantastic. And you've got young Hamish in the car with you this morning?
Yes, I have.
Sending him off to school?
He's quite excited. I told him that about the Mountain Munchies, and he's like, oh, wow.
All righty. Well, here's hoping Mum delivers for you, Hamish. Go for it, Jane. What was the lyric that she was singing this morning?
She was singing Ed Sheeran, Galway Girl. My pretty little
girl. She's nailed it, Jordan. That's
Hang
a
on.
Win.
Has she, though? What did you say the name of the artist was?
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran?
I mean, come
Ed Sheeran.
On.
Yes.
Ed
Sheeran. Can we accept it? What are the rules of Oma Idol?
I'm accepting it, Jordan.
Yeah,
she's
fair
got
enough.
Win.
We're accepting it. You've won.
Thank you.
Hamish is getting a feed this afternoon. Woo. See you guys. Avicii's Addicted to You this morning. Addicted to Snow FM Breakfast. 8:15, Simo and Jordan this morning, hanging out.
It's not just Ash Barty who's done well on the world stage. There's another Aussie who has been announced overnight will get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Is it? So it's an actor. Do you want me to guess?
Well, you have a guess if you want.
I mean, I assume Russell Crowe's already got one.
Mm-hmm.
Is he technically a Kiwi as well?
No. I think this guy's a proper Aussie, as far as I know. He's got a brother who's also an actor.
Oh, it'd have to be one of the Hemsies.
Yeah.
It's the trifecta. One of the three. Luke, John, Peter.
No, they're the apostles.
Oh, wait, hold up. Those are, books in the Bible. 6457297.
We should just mention as well, it was Chris Hemsworth. We kind of completely forgot about that. Interestingly, there's a lot of other celebrities that are getting a star with Chris, including Spike Lee, Elvis Costello, and Dr. Phil.
Oh, nice.
So Dr. Phil, you can go there in Hollywood and see Chris's star of, and then Dr. Phil.
Because do they put their hands in concrete?
I think so. Is that the one?
Yeah, I think that's the one. I mean, if I was Dr. Phil or if I was his manager, I'd probably press his face into the concrete.
I mean,
that glorious moustache imprinted into the floor.
That's going to be quite a sight if you're walking. Just happen to be walking past and you just see Dr. Phil shoving his face in concrete.
Utterly.
What has happened to Dr. Phil?
Utterly frightening.
In fact, that's probably what happens to the people who are on the Dr. Phil show. They're probably doing stuff like shoving their face in concrete.
Well,
and removing it before it sets because, that could be awkward. All right, doctor, just stay there for about an hour and then just...